$7.8 million in grant money is headed to Florida to be split between 8 different organizations. The money will be used to hire and train workers who will help Florida's uninsured navigate the online exchanges. Hispanic Health Initiatives Executive Director Josephine Mercado says the Latino community presents a special challenge because some Spanish newspapers and radio stations have kicked up fears about the Affordable Care Act with stories about microchip implants, death camps for the elderly, and even jail time as a penalty for not enrolling. Mercado says her concern is whether the navigators will have this cultural knowledge.
Whoever it is that's going to be speaking with them and trying to convince them that they should go and apply has this background information to convince the person to go the next step and actually get on that computer and go online.
The National Hispanic Council on Aging is the only Hispanic organization to receive grant money in Florida, but it's a national organization and, as the name implies, deals with older Latinos. No Central Florida organization received a grant, but the University of South Florida received $4.2 million and is expected to put navigators in Central Florida through its partner agencies. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.